Thanks for listening to this Word in Your Ear podcast. If you'd like to get early access to all our productions ad-free, priority booking for our live events, and to take part in our weekly quiz, go to patreon.com/wordinyourear for more details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is a short cast from The Word. It's like a podcast, but short.
So talk about jukeboxes. Let's talk about jukeboxes you have known and loved. What are you saying about a jukebox? Go on.
Well, I can remember, you know, there are certain songs that genuinely were the soundtrack to your life.
Yeah.
And one, in my case, was in 1975 when we were at college and we moved into this little house in the south part of town and with a little pub around the corner, which was known, the pub was known as the Temporary Sign because it just had a thing saying Temporary Sign. Nobody knew what the real name of the pub was. So we used to go down the sign in the afternoons and play the pinball machine where decisions were made. You know, we said, oh, what are we going to have for supper tonight? Okay, whoever gets the most replays can decide. Very student. But anyway, on that jukebox, they had Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me in brackets.
Brackets, Come Up and See Me.
Which is always not what you imagine. You always thought it would be called Come Up and See Me, brackets, Make Me Smile. But anyway, they had that on the jukebox and we played it all the time. And it became the absolute background. If I hear that song now, I'm reminded of 1975. I'm teleported back there.
1974 it came out, didn't it? It was recorded in 1974. It's always one of my favourite examples of the difference, the fundamental difference between a record and a song.
Yeah.
And that was an absolute creation of the record, you know. That they, it was originally written by Steve Harley as a kind of a really baleful, you know, takedown, as we would call it nowadays, of the guys who had been in Cockney Rebel. And
yeah, no, because didn't they complain that they weren't in on any of the songwriting credits? And he was going, well, I'm the songwriter, so if you don't like it, you know, walk, you know. And there was and he felt kind of the lyric is about sort of betrayal and being forsaken by these guys.
That record, that song, the song is kind of, the antecedents of that song are kind of positively Fourth Street or How Do You Sleep?
Yeah, How Do You Sleep?
It's one of those kind of songs about, you bastard in the group, let me down, you know. So they'd gone. And then he wrote this song.
Only metal. He says, it's only metal. What a bore. Which is about only money, isn't it? You're arguing about money.
Yeah. And he only completed the lyrics on the way to the session at Abbey Road in 1974. And they used to work out the numbers with what were then the members of Cockney Rebel, you know, by all sitting around the piano in Studio 2 while Steve played this song very slowly, you know, and he had the drummer had a tambourine to try and set the tempo. And, of course, Alan Parsons, who was a producer, listened to it. And he made one of those interventions that producers can make from time to time. Very often, Nile Rodgers' favourite is always do the chorus first, you know what I mean? It's generally speaking, a fresh pair of ears comes to it and hears something different. And Alan Parsons said, why don't you do it a bit quicker? Do it a bit up tempo. So they started playing it up tempo, and they rather liked it. And it sounded more catchy if they did it up tempo, you know.
And changed the emphasis, didn't he say, put the emphasis on do what you want, running wild. Yeah. Is that right?
You can make me smile became the hook rather than come up and see me. You know, he switched it around. He moved the emphasis around. And they eventually just found this very infectious, you know, which has never been a quality that anybody had accused the original version of having at all. And to the extent that as they worked with it, they decided what it needed was girl singers, you know what I mean? So they brought in Tina Charles and Linda Lewis, these kind of people, you know, sing the la-la-las. And before you know where you are, you've got a kind of a record that sounds perfect coming out of a jukebox on Corfu in the year 1974 or whatever. It's something holiday-ish about that record. It kind of sounds like that. And it was... And it had all kinds of adornments put on it. You know, they wanted to have a sax solo, but they didn't have a sax player. So Jim Cregan says, I'm going to do a guitar solo. But that guitar solo is pieced together from
three different takes, wasn't it? Didn't it take about 2 days to put it together?
Well, the thing that
Alan Parsons very sweetly says, I mean, Jim can say he played it, but actually it was completely constructed.
Nobody played it. Yeah, played it. It was constructed, definitely. And the other
It's played over a bridge sequence, which is absolutely amazing. Just a technical point. That song, normally you would play it over the verse or the chorus or whatever, but that's a bridge sequence, completely different set of chords. So it's got a really magical quality to it. It just transports the song somewhere else.
And the other thing they did with it is he wanted to have those stops in it, you know, those tassets, as they call them, you know. And the only way to do that in those days, of course, nowadays, you can drop a silence into absolutely anything by just a few strokes on a keyboard. You know, you couldn't do that in those days. So Alan Parsons had to take 2 days cutting in blank tape, perfectly timed. I think it's 4 times in that record it comes through, you know. So those gaps in Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile are part of the reason why DJs still, to this day, play it, because they can play with that silence, you know what I mean? So everything on top of it that was put on top of that original dirge utterly transformed it. And that's what made it a hit, you know what I mean? Because happy songs kind of make hits, don't they? And it wasn't a happy song in the original version.
No, but I mean, it's still not effectively a happy song. But the general impression you get is that it is it's an optimistic love song, which it couldn't be further from actually being. That's the impression everybody got when they heard it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that I hear, you know, what is it now, 50 years later or whatever. Still sounds fantastic to me.
You've been listening to a Word shortcast.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.